Things to know before getting a watercolor tattoo in 2022. Getting a watercolor tattoo is one of the most romantic things a girl can do. Many people love the feeling of having their tattoo, and they love the added prestige that comes with it. But there are a few things you should know before you get it done. There are some risks involved with getting watercolor tattoos, but you should know what to watch out for before you get it done. Regular tattoos have been around for some time, and it is not unique for someone to have a water lily or a starry night tattoo. However, a new style of tattoo is gaining popularity, and while its artistic appeal is not denied, some tattoo lovers are wary. Watercolor style tattoos in the tattoo world are something new. This tattoo style is contrary to the traditional tattoo style that uses black or sketch, creating beautiful images. Watercolor tattoos rely more on gradual shading and understated color changes than other types of tattoos, which are characterized by darker color saturation and a black outline. The effect is beautiful, and the result is truly one of a kind. To make watercolor tattoos, tattoo artists use techniques that are not used in the popular tattoo styles, and they can take a lot of time to master. The designs can range from simple sprinklers and colorful accents to full replicas of paintings, which are really unique and appealing. Although they are amazing, some artists are wary of watercolor tattoos. The lack of deep saturation makes your tattoo fade faster than other styles, and without sharp contours, touching upon the go can be difficult. Watercolor tattooing is still a relatively new style, so there is no way of knowing what your masterpiece will look like decades down the line. Without the help of the sketch, which was used as an inspiration for your tattoo, tattooists can find it difficult to add color to keep the ink bold and bright. So, if you want to get a watercolor tattoo, following the advice given, you will be able to maintain the aesthetic for a long time. First and foremost, choose your tattoo artist carefully. Watercolor tattooing is a relatively new style, so many artists are not as experienced as they say. To find the best watercolor tattoo artists, you need to do your research and be sure to go with someone who is not only familiar with watercolor tattoos, but also has practical experience with them. The more experienced the artist, the more likely it is that his tattoo will stand the test of time. Make sure to clear all your doubts before your appointment. Make sure they are comfortable with colorful tattoos. Check out their social media for examples of their recent work. Most importantly, if you don't feel good about your artist or doubt their ability, speak up and let them know or start looking somewhere else. The next tip is to avoid sunlight as much as you can. UV rays break down paint, and not just watercolor tattoos, but all tattoos. Because watercolor tattoos are light, have faded, and blends, they can fade much faster than saturated tattoos. So, getting your tattoos on areas that don't get too much sun, covering them, and using sunscreen when exposed are the best ways to eliminate fading. Take good care of your skin. Maintaining healthy skin that contains the art ensures that your tattoo will have a good chance of healing properly. To do this, you need to moisturize your tattoos generously. Also, you should avoid using soaps that contain harsh chemicals and cleaners that remove natural oils from your skin, and do not use them over the tattoo. Rubbing with a loofah or other rough surfaces can cause tattoos to lose their color. When choosing a location for your watercolor tattoo, you need a location that is not too dirty or comes too much in contact with clothing. When your tattoo is exposed to the outside world, the skin cells disappear and the ink fades. Choosing a spot for your tattoo that does not have too much friction will increase its age and will not require repeated touch-ups.